DNA, it sure beats computers.
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the large Creation Museum that opened last year near Cincinnati, Ohio. I've heard people, Ken, compare DNA, that molecule of heredity which can store incredible amounts of information, to that of the CD-ROMs we have in our computers. But is that really a good comparison?
Actually, it's not. You see, computer components, such as CD-ROMs, are only able to store information on a flat two-dimensional surface. But DNA stores information in three dimensions and has a much greater capacity for storage. For instance, a CD-ROM can hold hundreds of millions of bits of information. Well, that sounds enormous, doesn't it? But the amount of DNA that would fit on the head of a pin contains enough information to fill a stack of books that would reach from the Earth to the Moon 500 times over. Now, think about the billions of dollars and hours of research plus intelligence that have gone into developing computers. No scientist would ever look at a computer and even think it was a result of chance processes. And yet many of these same scientists look at DNA and insist it arose by chance. When we stand in awe of modern computers, how much more should we stand in awe of the one who invented the incredibly complex DNA, our Creator God?
Do you think the all-powerful Creator allowed death and suffering to occur in the creation before Adam was formed? Ken Ham has the answer in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.